The question was asked, if a woman is incapable of having children, is that a reason for a couple to get divorced? So the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, the basic ruling is that a person who realizes suddenly that his wife cannot have children, and sometimes Chazal said, wait 10 years and see, but if a person realizes his wife cannot have children, so then he is permitted to get divorced and marry someone who can have children. We have a biblical mitzvah to have children. That's a basic component of marriage. And as such, that would be grounds for a person saying, I want to get divorced. If you look at Jewish history, you see many big Talmidei Chacham whose wives couldn't have kids. Rabbi Akiva Eiger's wife could not have kids. The Rebbe of Chabad could not have kids. We don't know if it was him or his wife. The Chazon Ish, as far as we know, his wife could not have kids. Or Tzvi Yehuda Kohen Cook, we don't know who it was, but they did not have children. And in all these instances, we do not find that they divorced their wives. So some of them, you could say, we don't know where the problem was. Maybe the problem was by the rabbi, maybe not by his wife. But some of them we do know that the problem was with the wives. And it's quoted that today, we ordinarily do not divorce over such a thing, even though technically a person could divorce over such a thing. The reason why, there's a discussion, what's the reason why we don't do it? It could be because there's a certain amount you have to invest for a mitzvah, and a person can say that this to me is valued at much more than that amount. This to me is worth more than all my money. The Torah for different mitzvahs, the Torah gives us different amounts that we have to be willing to invest. For example, for a prohibition, a person has to be willing to give up all his money. For a proactive commandment, not all his money. So a person could say, I'd give up all my money not to divorce this woman. So, okay, so to me, a person can say, to me, that loss is worth more. The loss of losing this wife is worth more than all the money, and I don't have to give up that much for this mitzvah. There are other reasons that are given. There's one big rabbi whose wife told him that if he divorces her, she's going to commit suicide. She's going to go crazy. And he believed her. He didn't divorce her. He felt that it's true. So there are different reasons under different circumstances why we do not actually practice this. In fact, we rarely find anyone that practiced this in the last few centuries. Rabbi Akiva Eiger did not divorce his wife. He stayed married to her. When she passed away, he married the Chassam Sofer's daughter, and from her he had his dynasty, the continuation of his family. Technically, a person may divorce over this. Practically, that hasn't been the way we've been behaving. So that's number one. Now, if a woman is known to have a medical issue that she cannot have children, so it says in Talmud that a person has a mitzvah to have kids. So a man should rather marry a woman who can have kids. That's his mitzvah. You get married to have children. For a person to say, I'll marry someone who can't have kids, that's not right. We have a biblical mitzvah to have children. If he's married to her already, that's one thing. But if he's not yet married to her, so let him find a woman who can have kids. There are men who cannot have kids. She should find a man who can't have kids, and that's a good shidduch. He can't have kids, she can't have kids, so then it makes sense for them to get married. I know men who can't have kids. There are men who have medical issues that they cannot have kids, so that's a correct shidduch. I knew a couple that were just that. He could not have kids, and she could not have kids. There were quite a few couples like that after the Holocaust. There were people who were mutilated by the Nazis, men and women who could not have kids, and they got married. They adopted children. After the Holocaust, there were a lot of children to be adopted, but they did not have their own kids. So she should look for a man that fits her. Sometimes you have an older person who says, you know, I've already had my kids, and I don't have the strength to have more children. So ordinarily we recommend even an older person should marry a woman who can have kids and continue building his family, but there can be an instance where a person says, I'm not capable. I'm not capable to bring up more children. And then he would be allowed to marry someone who cannot have kids. So there are options for a woman who cannot have kids. I would just add that we don't always believe science when science says a person cannot have kids. We've seen science err many times. Many times. I can tell you, I personally know people who science said could not have kids, and I circumcised their kids. Not one, but there's one couple who I circumcised three of their boys. Three of their boys. And that was a couple that was told, if you believe in miracles, believe that you can have kids. They had children. I have a friend who, they were called in by the doctor, and the doctor said to the wife, he said, lady, I want to tell you something. Well, actually, I shouldn't call you a lady, because you're not. According to all the medical tests we did on you, you're another creature. I don't know what to call you, but a lady you're not. And children you won't have. And I was at her two sons' bris. She had two boys. And the top fertility expert said it would never happen that she would have kids. And the same thing happened in the United States. The top professor for fertility was talking to a couple and showing them all their charts and explained to them why they would never have children. And as she was explaining all of this to them, and they were devastated, they found out a month later she was already pregnant, the woman. As the fertility expert was explaining to her why she would never have children, she was actually pregnant at that very moment. True story. So with all due respect to fertility experts, I could tell you a story that happened this week, but I'm scared because people might be able to connect the dots and know who it's talking about. But there's a story this week that happened with someone who fertility experts said something to, and they were very, very adamant that that is the case, and it was a blatant error. So I'm not saying that they're always wrong. On the contrary, most of the time they're right. I'm just saying we have to be careful before we take everything they say as the word of God. Sometimes even people who it's assumed cannot have children really can have children. So that really requires a lot of thought. But at the end of the day, there are people who cannot have children. And that's what the halacha tells us about them.